Okay, Boker Tov. We begin Erechin. Today's daf is daf Beis in Erechin. Again, Rav Poor Shlomo for Alti Shul Ben Chai Rochel, Eid Six Pima and Brindle. Mishnah says as follows. We'll make a siyum at the end, Mitzvah Shem, if we have time today or tomorrow, we'll make a siyum for Bechoros. Hakol Malichim Ben Erechin. The Pasuk says in Bechukosai that if you want to give the value of a person to the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says, if you use Lashon of Erechin, Erech means the value of, you have to give a certain amount for, depending if it's male, female, depending on their age. The standard amount is a man between 20 and 60, you give 50 shekels for him. In other words, you give the value either of yourself or of somebody else. But that person, if it's a male between the age of 20 and 60, the Pasuk says 50 shekels. If it's a female between the same ages, it's 30 shekels. And the pasuk goes on to give, if it's over 60, if it's between 5 and 20, if it's between 1 month old and 5 years old, there's a different amount for males and females. Under 30 days, it doesn't say. The pasuk says, mi ben chodesh mal. If it's from a month old, how much you give. But if less than a month, there is no value. So, but these are fixed values. These are not the values that the person's actually worth on the open market. Everybody's worth something on the open market. In the olden days, you thought of it as a slave. How much would it be worth? Today, you know, you think of it as a ball player or as a workman. What is an accountant worth? What is a ball player worth? Everybody's got a different value, depending on what he can fetch on the market. Right? That's called, if you're a menad, if you make a neder, if you say, listen, I want to give it in the lashon of, I'm giving the value of the person in the lashon of neder. I promise to give this much value of the person to the Beis HaMikdash. Then it depends what each person's worth. Anybody's worth something. Or maybe they're not worth something, but it depends on each. It's a very individual. It's individual, and it's objective because there's an open market. If you give it as an erech and as an erech, then it's specifically there's a fixed amount. All male between the age of 20 and 60, let's say, are the same value. So the Mishnah starts off by saying, "You're watching that many Mishnah you start off as we'll see how kol ma'arichim erech, and everybody can make them can be ma'arich. They're the ones who can give the value." Nerachin is a person who's the value given of. If I give your value to the Beis HaMikdash, so I'm the Ma'arich, you're the Ne'erach. So everybody can do that. Nodrin v'nidrin, everybody can make a neder and give the neder. Again, listen, Erech and neder is, Erech is the fixed value that the Torah said. If you use Lashon of Erechin, you use Lashon of neder, then it's the subjective value or the objective value that the market fetches. What does that include, everybody? Akonim Levim Yisraelim, all kinds of Jews. Nashim Avadim, women and slaves can also give. Again, when he uses Lashon Avadim, Mishnah always means Eved Kanani. And Eved Ivri is a full Jew. But Eved Kanani is mitzvahs like a woman. So Nashim Avadim also included this. Tumtum Androgynous. Even Tumtum Androgynous. But that's not really true, because if you really look at it, Nashim Avadim is like a period, and then Tumtum Androgynous is a new thing. Tumtum Androgynous, Nodrin Venidrin Umarichim. A Tumtum Androgynous can give a netter. Right, can make a net about somebody else, or they can be nidar themselves, and netter can be made about them. Umarichin, and they can give the value. Avalo ne'erachin. They can't be ne'erach. Why? Because as we said before, the Torah gave a specific value for every male and female above the age of 1 month, and said males at this age get so much money, and females get so much. But in Tumtana Drogas, you don't know how much to give. You don't know if they're a male or female. So Tumtana Drogas, the three apply, Nodrin, Venidrin, Marichin, but then Erachin, because if I say I'm going to give the value of that androgynous to the Beis HaMikdash, if I say in the terms of value, like a neder, then yeah, he's got a value on the open market. He or she, whatever you want to call them, has a value on the open market. But if I say I'm giving their Erech to the Beis HaMikdash, what's their Erech? I don't know if they're a boy or girl. So then they wouldn't be included. So, Tumtum androgynous, Nodrin, Venidrin, Marichin, Avalon, Erachin, Shein, and Erech, who could be Ne'erach? Who can the value be given of for them? Either a vadai zocher, a person who's for sure a male, or a nekev vados, or a person who's for sure a female. Here you don't know. And therefore, they're not ne'erach. Okay. Now, again, presumably by a tumtum, right? Because an androgynous, we always have that shalos that are buried from the atzma. Many times we say tumtum and androgynous are said together, but not they don't really mean that a tumtum. Could very well be that a tumtum, whose sexuality is not a third kind of sexuality, but it's either a male or female, we just don't know. So if a person was ma'arich a tumtum, presumably you would give at least the value of a female, right? You could say as a suffix what he meant, but he meant at least the value of a female. But a androgynous might be a bearer of the atzma. Okay. Cheirushat v'katan, nidrim v'nerachim. A chereshet katan also can be nidar or nerach. Their value can be given to the Beis Hamikdash, whether it's in lashon of neder or nerach, because they have a value. Avalo nodrim v'lo mirchim, but they can't make a neder or it can't be ma'arich because they are not. They don't have bar das. They she'ein b'am das, and therefore they are not included in ma'arich or nerach. Says the Mishnah, and the Gemara starts off with many Mesechtos start off with the same idea of dealing with the nomenclature of the Mishnah. Mishnah is Hakol Ma'arich and Asuyamah, and it's Hakol. What are you including? You've already said everything. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Nashim, Avadim. You talk about children. I mean, everything's included. Why, what's the Lashon of Hakol Ma'arichim? What does Hakol include? Hakol Ma'arichim, what does that include? Lasuye Mufla Samach Leish. To include a person, this is like a person in the year before he or she is bar mitzvah. A boy would be 12, a girl would be 11. Mufla Lashon of Afla. You check what they utter. To check them out if they know what they're talking about. They know L'shem Yidur, if they know they're making a neder for the Baruch Shalom with a Chumash, etc. Then if that's the case, then they can also make a Racha. So the famous Machlokes Rishonim, does this make them a Deraisa or Drabbanan? Rambam paskins that it's Deraisa. They all ask when it's Deraisa, Bar Mitzvah, it has to be Bar Mitzvah. Every other Torah, of the Torah, you have to be Bar Mitzvah. Why over here, that's considered a good Racha if it's not Bar Mitzvah? So the Rishonim have this big discussion whether Mufla Samach Leish, which makes a neder. In the Dorim, we also had that it can make a neder, not just when it comes to Marichin or Nidrin in terms of giving value to the base Migdash. In general, they're neder Dorim. But Mufla Samach Leish, if he's within 1 year, she's with 1 year being Bar Bat Mitzvah, they're Nedarim or considered a Dorim. So that's what it's going to include. Ne'erachin. What is Ne'erachin? Because the word Hakol is going on everything. It says Hakol Marichin v'Ne'erachin Nodrin v'Nidrin. So Marichin includes even a Mufla Samach Leish. Ne'erachin l'suyei mai, l'suyei menuvel mekashkin. To include a menuvel, what's a menuvel mekashkin? A person who is disgusting, who is deformed, or full of boils, that has no value on the market. Nobody would buy such a person because you can't get anything out of the person. Nobody would want to have a person like that around. So there, if I give the market value of that person to the Beis Hamikdash, there's no market value. However, the Torah did say there's an absolute value that the Torah says called Erechin, that if he's between 20 and 60 years old, a man has a value of 50 shekels and a girl has a value of 30 shekels and so on and so forth for the other ages. So there's an absolute value. We don't care what he looks like. We don't care if he's disgusting or deformed or whatever. So that's what Ne'erachim means. I might think Neder Be'erkecha. The Pasuk says, when it talks about Erechim in B'chukos, it says Neder Be'erkecha. Neder is to be like Erkecha. Right? Kol she'eshna b'dam, anything that has value, meaning value on the market, yeshna be'erchen. You can make an kol she'eshna b'dam. Something that has no market value also is eino b'nerach and cannot be ne'erach. And therefore, I might think that if I say I'm giving the value of that particular menuvel or mukashkin to the base of Migdash, I don't have to give anything. Since he has no market value, he has no erach in either the Torah. Kamash Malon, Pasuk does say in that same verse, it says, nefashos, neder be'erchen nefashos, koldu. As long as he's a soul, and he's a soul, he might be a deformed soul. He might be somebody not worth anything on the market, but he's still a soul that the Baruch Shalom made and has an absolute value. Nodrin lasiyamai. What does nodrin include? So what does nodrin include? So the answer is right. Nodrin doesn't have anything else that we haven't included already. Kohen and Levim, Yisraelim. We said even Mufla Samach Leish is already included. What is it? The answer is that you're right. Nodrin wasn't really necessarily the kol going on. Nodrin doesn't include anything, but Nidrin itzach lei. The answer is the kol is going on Nidrin, since it says it on Nidrin and it says it on Marichin and Nerach, and so we include it on Nodrin also. What does that kol of Nidrin include? Nidrin l'siyamai ila soyitum t'mandrogenus. If you tell me that you can make a neder, again, give the market value of a person to the Beis Hamikdash, who would that be including? Would you be including even that of a tumtum androgynous? The head yiktanu, the Mishnah said that. The Mishnah said, tumtum androgynous, nodrin v'nidrin. You can't be ne'erach, because we don't know if it's a boy or girl, but it could be nodrin, nidrin, marichin. So we already said that in the Mishnah. So if it can't be including that, because it's already mentioned. Ila so yecherishet v'katan, also the head yiktanu. We also said that in the Mishnah. Cherishet v'katan cannot make the neder or make the haracha, but they could be neder v'nerach. So therefore, that was also already mentioned. The next Mishnayos are going to mention about a person who's less than a year, less than a month old. By Erechin and B'chukosai, they're giving the absolute value. It only says Ben Chodesh Mal. Anybody less than a Chodesh, like a Nefel, not necessarily, there's no arocha for that. However, he's worth something. People would pay. People would adopt a baby and pay for a baby even less than 30 days old. So there the Mishnah says, Pachas Ben Chodesh. So maybe that's Ilah, say Pachas Ben Chodesh. Again, that's the next Mishnah. It's all, he looks like, all is one big Mishnah. So the Mishnah we had today mentioned the first two. The next one mentions Ben Chodesh, if he's less than a month old, Pachas Ben Chodesh. Ilah, say Avikachavim. The following Mishnah after that includes Avikachavim. That if it's going to go over cover, the Hedik Tanilu, we learn that the Feirish, if you look at the next Mishnah, not the next Mishnah, but two Mishnah, the next Mishnah is on Hayam and Aleph. There it talks about Ben Chodesh. The following Mishnah on Hayam and Beis is over cover, Meir Menerach, Avalo Marach. He can't be Marach, he's a Goy, but he has a value, he's a Nefesh. Habiru Marach, Avalo Nerach. Okay, so you talk about a Goy, but whatever the halacha is, it's included in the next Mishnah. There we mention it. So you want to say Hakol includes what? That an Ovid Avodah Zarah is Nidar, like what? Like the opinion, and we said in the Mishnah, Nerach HaMarach, Rabbi Yudomer, Marach HaVolon, Nerach HaZev, HaZev, Modem Shen, Nodrin, V'Nidrin. The Goy can make an Eder, right? You can make a sale. Someone gives value to the base Mishnah. We accept their donations. Can you give the value of a Goy to the base Mishnah? Even if you want to say that he's not Nerach, because he doesn't have this absolute value that the Torah talks about before Kosai, but if I say, listen, that guy over there, whatever he's worth on the market, I'm giving to the base of Mikdash. Of course, that's a valid thing. So that's also mentioned in that mission on Haman Bays. Again, so what does our mission include when it says Hakol Nidrin? What is he including? Really, it's coming to include a person who's less than a month old. So I says it next mission. The Tani Bahar Mafarish. The Hakol in our mission going on Nidrin is really what it's referring to. Pachos Ben Chodesh can be Nidar. Later on, the Mishnah explains it, because it didn't say in our Mishnah explicitly that we're talking about Ben Chodesh. Hakol includes that, and later on it explains it. Tani Bahar Mefarish. Okay, that's how you learn. Now, why? So why dafka that one? So one shot in Rashi is, it could have been any of the ones. It could have been anyone. It could have been Goy, Avik Chavim. It could have been, a Tumtuman Androgynous. The other ones we mentioned here also, that the Hakol originally includes them. Didn't say it. Now you know it explains it. It explains Tumtuman Androgynous, Cher Shad Avikotin, Goy, Pachat Mechosh. Could have mentioned any one of them. He mentions that one. Another pshat, Rashi says, is a little more svara to it. He says, machlokas later on, let's say if you give, a person is ma'arich, he says, I'm giving the erich of a pachas men chodesh, less than a month old. Now the Torah doesn't give any value for that. We just said the Torah gives a value from a month to 5 years, 5 years to 20, 20 to 60, over 60, male and female respectively. The Torah gives a value to each one of those, but there's no value to less than a month. So if a person says, I'm ma'arich less than a month, are his words nothing? Or do you say, listen, he knows that it's not worth anything. Obviously, he means to say not the lashon of an erichim, but rather it's a lashon of a neder or a dava that he's giving the market value. Maybe that's what he means. So that's a machlokas later on between Ramey and Rechachamim. The late Rashi brings out, Haimishim, the plea, Rabbi Ramey, I pick, Hamarach, Pachman, Chodesh, Ramey, Romer, knows and Domov, you give the value. Adam, the day, Shane, Erech, the Pachman. The person knows there's no Erech. But Gomer, Romer, Shane, Domov, Yentel, Domov, Chom, say, no, Lomer, Klum. So therefore, he says, therefore he tells you, Stam, Beresh, it says, Sosm, Beresh, Lashmin, and Mishni, Seher, even the Rabbanan who say, that what? That even according to Rabbanan, who say, I give the erich of a pachas min chodesh to base migdash, that it's nothing. I don't have to give anything. But if I give his value, if I minader his domim, that has a value. And that's exactly why it includes that one. Why the Gemara mentions that one, meaning, yes, it says the Feirish later on in the Mishnah, but here at the beginning of the Mishnah, it just says it lets us know from the words of Hakol Nidrin to include that, and later on the Mishnah explains the case itself. Now the Gemara is going to go on to explain other cases in Shas. We'll have this through tomorrow. A lot of the place, other Mesechtas, it also starts off that way. So once you say Hakol includes, what does Hakol include in other places in Shas? Hakol Somchen, Masimai. We have Chulin. Everybody can make Smicha. Who does that include? Right, Lasui Yorish, to include a Yorish. Pasha Pata of Yorish is a man set aside a carbon, and he died. And his son brings it in his place. Right, whoever is Yorish is, look, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that a Yorish does not do smicha. So our Mishnah, the Mishnah over there, says, because someone includes, goes like the Rabbanan who argues Rav Yehuda, say that even a Yorish does no smicha. Hakol Mamirin, everybody can make a tmura. Again, if you have one animal, Hegdash, you say that's A, and you say B is like A, that's tmura. Let's say, again, let's say Yorish, Lok Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya was, you see in the Braisa, this machlokas. Yorish Samach, Yorish Memer. Right? The Tanakhama says that a Yorish, person who inherits a carbon from his father, does smicha and can make a tmura. Rabbi Yehuda, Yorish, Ain't a Samach, Yorish, Ain't a Memer. Can't do those things. My Tam Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Pasuk says by smicha, carbono. his carbon. Right? So Darsh is not below carbon aviv. Only his carbon you could do smicha, not carbon aviv. The yolov tchilas hegdish misof hegdish. Self hegdish is smicha, where you do it right before, when you do smicha, techef l'smicha shchita. You do smicha right before you do shchita. That's like the end, because that's the shchita is obviously the end of the animal. Right? So that's the end. The beginning of hegdish is tmura. When I say this animal should be like this. This is when I first set it aside. I just made B into hegdish. So you learn at the beginning of hegdish from the sof of hegdish. The end of hegdish, which is smicha, says karban avlo, karban aviv, that a yorish does not do smicha. So you know what? A yorish can also not do tmura. Masof hegdish, just like the end of hegdish, meaning it's smicha, yorish, and a samach. Av tchilas hegdish, yorif, and a meme. That's yorish, and a meme. That's Rav Yehuda's Rasha. Rabban and Ron will say, homer yomer. The pasuk is from homer yomer. If you will surely exchange the animal, again, say B is like A. L'rabo says a yorish, the extra double lashon of homer yomer, concludes that a yorish does do tmura. The Afin and Sof Hegdish Mechilas Hegdish learns the opposite. You learn at the end of Hegdish Smicha from the beginning of Hegdish from Tmura. Ma Tchilas Hegdish Yorish Meimer, as it says, Homer Yomer, that Yorish does Tmura. Af Sof Hegdish Yorish Semach. That's what the Rabbanim will say. Okay. And we go like the Rabbanim, Hakol Somchen and Hakol Mamir, and so like the Rabbanim, that even a Yorish could do this as well. But Rabbanim Haik Rabbanim Mayavad. The Gemara just finishes it off, tie up the loose ends. What do the Rabbanim do with the Pasuk of Kabbano? It says Kabbano three times in the Parsha of Smicha. And Rav Yehuda uses one of them to exclude Yorish, that Yorish does not do smicha. Mayav, what does it do? Miboy, like carbon of a low carbon of a carbon. One, that the carbon of a carbon gives a carbon to the base mikdash, which he can do. He can't bring it himself, but he can make an eder and donate one to the base mikdash. You don't do smicha on that. Carbon of a low carbon chaver. Also, if you're makir of the carbon of somebody else, who does smicha? Only the balam. You don't do smicha on somebody else's carbon. Let's say several people bring a carbon together, b'shutfis. So he learns out that they all have to do it. Karbono, l'rabos, if it's your carbon, you have to do smicha. That's what karbono three times it says. Again, one to exclude a goyis, one to exclude a chaver, and one to include all shutfin. By the way, we always mention this idea of shutfin. Why doesn't he say Hakol Marichin or Hakol Nidrin Lesuyei Shutfin? Why don't you say that? Let's say two people together say, we would like to give the value of Kurt, you know, somebody between the age of 20 and 60, to the base of Mikdash, right? Why don't we want to give that value to the base of Mikdash, two guys together? The Gemara doesn't say that case. Mashma, that it doesn't work. It's only Ish Kiyafi, Ish, right? It's just, well, each kiyafli and gives the value one person there. Two people can make an edit together. Two people want to make a donation together to a base of mikdash or to a shul or whatever. They could do that. That anybody do whatever you want. But lashem erichin, which tells us specifically this, this, and this, and this, only ish, not shutfin. That's a diuk that Farsha make from the fact that the Gemara doesn't include shutfin. Rav Yehuda l'rabos kol bali chovin l'smicha lesla. He doesn't hold that because after all, but Rav Yehuda says, okay, he also has got plus just karbono three times by smicha, and we're assuming one is to exclude goy, one is to exclude chaver, and one is to exclude bali chobrin. So how does he learn how to exclude yorish? Rav Yehuda uses one of them for yorish. He doesn't hold Rav Yehuda l'rabos kol bali chovin l'smicha lesla. He doesn't hold. Apparently, he doesn't hold. He yells at us if several people bring a carbon together, only one of them need do the smicha. They don't all have to. Inami isli, or if you could say, really, he does hold that. He does hold that they all have to do it. So if that's the case, he would need four carbonos, not three. The answer is, ovi kachavim chaver mechad karnafki. He could learn out that ovi kachavim and chaver are both excluded from one carbonos, as much as you can do it for your carbon. Your carbon. One carbon is your carbon, not a yorish. Only yours, not if you're a yorish. Number two, all partners have to do it. And number three, yours and not somebody else's. Somebody else's could be another Jew's or another guy. They're both included in somebody else's, right? Therefore, isolate trecha. Therefore, he's got one excludes somebody else's. And the other two is, like he said, chai kar bar v'lo kovin. Of one, he only his not if he's yorish his father's. The edah barabbas kol bar kovin, the smicha, or kol bar kovin. All partners in the kovin all have to do smicha. So he might agree with that idea, and he just questions how he learns the pasuk. But at the end of the day, Rav Yehuda says that a yorish does not do smicha or tmura, and the rabbanan say it does. So Rav Yehuda, hi, homer yomer my avalei. The rabbanan said, homer yomer teaches me that a yorish does tmura. So what does Homer Yomer teach me? Rabbi Yonah Haim Homer Yomer teaches me. If that's what the Rabbanan use it for, Rabbi Yudas says a Yarish does not do Tamura. So what does he use with the extra words Homer Yomer, my Avalei? Yvala Rabba says to Isha, to include that a woman could do Tamura. Why shouldn't a woman do Tamura? No reason why she shouldn't. If she brought her own carbon, a woman bring carbonos, so she could also make a Tamura. I say, I'm the Balaam of the carbon. I say this, A, B, she would be like, hey, a woman could do that too. But I might think, since the whole parsha of Tamura is said in the Lashon of Zachar, the time the Pesach Kol Yina in the Medaber of Lashon Zachar, the whole parsha of Tamura only says it in the Lashon of male, ma sofinu l'rabas es ha'isha, how at the end of the day do we get to include a woman? Tamal omer m'homer yomer. That's what he uses it for. Rabbanan niveim. Rabbanan also agreed that a woman could do tamura, but they learn it out because it says v'im homer yomer. They learn out the next word v'im. Rabbi Yehuda v'im ladar. She doesn't darsh the word v'im. So they all agree about the fact that a woman could do tamura. But the question is, what do you do with homer yomer? Does homer teach? Homer yomer teach me that a yorish can do tamura like Rabbanan, or do you say no, that homer yomer is good for the teaching isha, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that a yorish does not do tamura and does not do smicha. What does that include? It says everybody's included in sukkah. Of course everybody's included in sukkah. It obviously doesn't include women. It's mitzvah seishes mind grama. So it means all men. What does it include? Lasuye katan shein sarf lima. To include a katan who doesn't need his mother. When he wakes up in the morning, he doesn't cry out for his mother. He should go into the sukkah as well. Presumably, if he has to cry out for his mother, his mother's not in the sukkah, right? So it wouldn't work. So it says it includes a katan shein sarf lima. That's none. Katan shein sarf lima chaya b'sukkah. Okay, that's what I call by sukkah includes. Hakochayim belulu l'suimai. L'siv katan yadeh l'nanea. To include a cotton who knows how to shake the lulav. Even though the mitzvah you're makayim, when? As soon as you pick it up. Even if you didn't do the nanum. But the Rabbanan said this is how you do the nanum. If they know, if they can understand the particulars of what the Chacham explained, how to do the mitzvah, then he's chayim, then he should do the, then he should be chayim belulu. That's nan katan yadeh l'nanea chayim belulu. Hakochayim betzitzis l'suimai. What does that include? L'siv katan yadeh l'satit. Include a cotton who knows how to wrap himself in the tzitzis. Basically, he knows how to get dressed. So, if he knows how to dress himself, then he's chayv and tzitzis. The time you cut in yedel, it's not the chayv and tzitzis. Hakochayim tefillin. We'll see, man. We'll see. Cut in yedel, the shmur tefillin. He knows how to keep, how to wash the tefillin, how to protect them, keep them in good stead. And presumably, also means not to pass gas when he's wearing the tefillin, but also means he knows how to take care of him, how to care for the tefillin. He's chayv. The time you cut in yedel, the shmur tefillin. Other will take the tefillin. Father buys a pair of tefillin. Okay. Hako chayav baria. We don't do that today, but there are some kihilos do wear tefillin even at a very young age. Hako chayav baria. Every chayav mitzvah of baria coming to the base of Mikdash, the carbon on the regalim. Let's see. Misha chetzi of the chetzi mencharon. A person who's half an eved and half mencharon. How do you get a person half an eved and half mencharon? Again, we come back to shutzim. Two people own a eved together. Again, eved here means an eved kanani, and one guy, one of the owners, is meshacher, frees his half. So a person who's half an Eved and half Menchoran, he is what? He's still Chayiv in Re'iyah. Okay, he's Chayiv in Re'iyah. Why? Because the Pasuk says, you have to see your Adon Hashem. So normally a person who's a full Eved, he has another Adon over him. So he doesn't just have Adon Hashem, he has an Adon of a person. So he's Potter from Mitzvah Re'iyah. But if he's half an Eved and half Menchoran, he is Chayiv. Ul Ravina Dov Mishachetzi Evechetzi Menchoran Potter in Re'iyah. He holds based on Psukim that he's Potter in Re'iyah. That, so according to him, what does Hakol Chayim Re'iyah include? Let's say a person was lame on the first day of Yom Tov, and then he got better on the second day. So in that case, it includes him too, even on the first day. Pasuk says, "Shosh Regolim." We learn Regolim means the holidays. It also means Regolim. He can walk like his rego. So if he's potter, if he can't walk, if he's lame, he is potter from Mitzvah Re'iyah. But let's say he got better on the second day. So in a case like that, that's what Hakol Chayim Re'iyah is included. He's chayv that too. Ani chul mandam rekulon tashlumim zelozet. That's fine if you say that every day of Yom Tov, if you could bring it, if you didn't bring it the first day, the second day is a replacement for the first day, is a makeup day. Or the third day is a makeup day for the second day. Or the fourth day is a makeup day for the third day. That shows you that each day has its individual chiyuv. So even though I was, let's say a person was lame on the first day, he didn't have a chiyuv to come. But on the second day, he was okay, he had a chiyuv. So he's a chiyuv to come. Why? Not only that the second day is a makeup for the first day, but the second day has its own chiyuv, as you see from the fact that the third day makes up for the second day. So if each day you're chayiv, I understand that. But the mandam says what? That all the other days, there's really a chiyuv only on the first day. If you didn't bring it on the first day, you could bring one of the other days. They're all makeup days for the first day, but if the first day you're potter because you're lame, you're potter on the other days also because there was no chiyuv to bring it. So according to him, what does Hakol include?
If a person is blind in one eye, not like the following Tana, famous drush we had many places in Shas. If a person is blind in one eye, this Tana teaches us that you're potter from Mitzvah Sriya. Why? The Tanya, Yochem Ben Dehavei Omer Mishim Rav Yudah, Suma Bachas Mein, if a person is blind in one eye, potter from Mitzvah Sriya, and the Amaris Pasuk says, However, how does it? That's how we read it. But how does it? How does the pasuk? What's the ksiv? Yireh, right? It doesn't say yireh like with 2 years. Yireh, he will see. So you darsh not that the yireh is similar to the yireh. Shall be yireh means shall be seen. Yireh means he shall see. Kederek shabal yiros. The way what the Rabbanu Shalom comes to see you. Kach boler sodar bar shalom comes to be seen. Maliros b'shtein of just like the Rabbanu Shalom Kaviyachol has no imperfections. He obviously has two good eyes, meaning he can see. Maliros b'shtein of means he has full sight. Apleros also b'shtein of means he has to be seen also with two eyes. So if a person comes, so to speak, to see the Rabbanu Shalom, okay, we're using it in a metaphoric way, right? He has to see him with both eyes, and therefore, if a person has only one eye, he's potter. So that we have all these different drushes for what does Hakol Chayim Beriya include? Either a Chetziyev and Chetziyev Ben Choren, or a person who was lame on the first day and he was okay in the other days, or a person who's blind one eye. Or I could tell you, really, let's go back to the person who's half Evan, half Ben Choren. Ravina says that a person like that's Potter, right? One is according to the first Mishnah, one is according to the second Mishnah. Meaning, originally, we said what? We said that a person's half ben choron, half ben choron, is what? Has one halacha. That what? That there's nothing you can do with him, and therefore that's it. So, Ravina says, a person like that's potter from Riyah. But the Mishnah Chorona, not relating to this, the Mishnah, wasn't relating to Mrs. Riyah, was relating to what to do with such a guy. What do you do with a guy like this? A guy is owned, an Eved is owned by two masters. And one frees his half, and one the other one's not free. What can this guy do? It's not like, you know, it's not like split in half, but it's like, right, he's half and Eved, half Mechorin. So the famous Machlok, the Tana and Misha, with the first of the Y lines of the Gemara. Misha Chetzi Eved Chetzi Mechorin, person's half and half. Over to Tzrabi Yomecha, the Tzatzma Yomecha is very simple. He's half free, half slave. So what does he do? He works half the time for himself, half the time for his master. You say, you know, Sunday master, Monday not, or split it up in some way. 1 month for this guy, 1 month for that, 1 month for himself, 1 month for somebody. Different Beis Hillel. Amol Misham, the Shami said to Beis Hillel, very good. Tikanta Mis Rabo, you fixed up the economic side of it. In other words, you fixed his master, the master who still owns him. What about the physical side? Tikanta Mis Rabo, Beis Atzmol Tikanta. But what is this guy supposed to do with his life? At least a shifchan yachol. He can't marry a shifcha. Why? Because he's half free, right? Baschorin and yachol. He can't marry a baschorin because he's half a slave. Yevatel, should he not get married at all? Balo nivra olam el apir v'river. The world is created only to be fruitful and multiply. Shneimar lo sohu bara l'sheves yatsra. Famous pasuk. This that some say that this includes that, you know, women are chayiv in that also, even though they're potter basically in the midst of ruavu. But lo sovra all the shevis yatsra. The world was that Bereshit didn't create the world for nothing. He made it to be inhabited. You're supposed to have children. So what is he supposed to do? Ella said Beis Shammai neitikin olam because of tikin olam, meaning, you know, it's to correct the world to make things right. Kofinus rabo. You know, just like you see here that the you know, social justice has to be done. Kofinus rabo. You force his master to free him because of Shtar Chasidamav, and he gives him an IOU. Very simple. What are you going to do? The only way for him to solve the situation is for his master to free him. So you force the master to free him. Master says, yeah, but the guy's worth, you know, X amount of money. Fine, if he'll give him an IOU, he'll pay you off. Right? Because of Shtar Chasidamav. And Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammai. So it's not considered one of the places that Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai that we pass like Beis Shammai only in several cases in Shas, because Beis Hillel was mother to Beis Shammai. Ah, so according to this Mishnah Chrona, comes out we have to free him. So we have to free him in a case like this, since he must be freed, even according to Ravina, we would say that he's chayiv in Re'iyah. Even if he's not freed at this point, because he's going to be freed, he's considered already like a Ben Choron who has to... Who's chayv in Mrs. Riyah? Rashi says Mishum Shana Kam Shana Beis Hillel Hayim Becheskes Eved. Aval Achas Shechazru LaHodas Hold Yodenu LeShachar. Since we can free him now, Kama Shurcher Dami Shani Shes Rabba LaVelor Kriyin About Adon Achar. And therefore, he's included in the mitzvah. Hakol Chayim Tkiyah Shofar. Chayim Tkiyah Shofar. Let's say my Lasuye Cotton Sheyil Chinuch. Cotton who is who can understand this, the Tanan ain nach, and it's a cotton millet called the yomtiv. Okay, that some say that the proof here is not exactly the right proof, because a knock on his account is like, if he wants to play around, but that he's chayiv in tkiya shofar, it's not nash necessarily from that bright from that mishnah, but there is other mishnahs and brights that are brought down, that once he's a cotton that's gilachinuch, that he understands, he's learning, he's chayiv in tkiya shofar as well. Hakol chayiv mikra gila, hakol sheirin likras megillah. Everybody's chayiv megillah, and hakol sheirin likras megillah, so who's that include? La'asim ha'la'asim noshim. To include women, shechayvus merkavik sheres lekrosu lahotzis charmi dechavasim. All right, so tell this to people are we're makrid, of course, this whole issue with the army, with the women, etc. A woman here, it says it's mashma over here. Maybe for tznius we wouldn't do it, but basically a woman could be makrid megillah for a man. Why? Because they both have the same chiyuv. Don't forget, makrid megillah is only drabbanan. That's in fact why the mafarshim say. Well, you know, all these cases we said, for example, the case before we said kia shofar was includes a cotton. What is lulav of a cotton shiyadei? What does hakol include by lulav to include a cotton yodei l'nanea? What is cotton? What is hakol yodei l'tzitzis to include a cotton? We keep talking about a cotton. Why don't we mention cotton over here? Even by kia shofar, hakol and cotton. Here he says hakol chay mikra gila, hakol kshirin liksim gila. So cotton's also chayv mikra megillah if he understands, but he's not sharing likras megillah because we want to answer both things. Hakol chayv mikra gila, hakol sharing likras megillah. That cotton can't read a megillah for a gadol, but a woman could. Lasim ma'lasim noshim could. Shumah Levi, Damer Shumah Levi, noshim chayvus mikra gila, chayv megillah. Sha'af hein ayu ba'osanes, because even they were also that famous rule of af hein osu ba'osanes. They were also included in nes, and therefore. They're chayiv in Kriyas Megillah, and therefore they can be motzi others also. Famous Shiloh, the Mepharshim we grapple with is: does afhein oyi vosanes? Does that take away the pur of mitzvah seishas mind grama? Women are part of mitzvah seishas grama, right? And they're chayiv in other mitzvahs. They're chayiv in all mitzvahs losa say, and they're chayiv mitzvah shalosas mind grama. So what does afhein oyi vosanes? Is that like a new chiyuv? The women are chayiv in, or does that take away the pur of mitzvah seishas grama? My nafkamina. Nafkamina will be by an eved. An eved has a mitzvah like a woman, right? So if you say that afhein oyi vosanes, what does that do? That takes away the p'tor of mitzvah seishas mind grama. So there's no p'tor by them. There's no p'tor of mitzvah seishas when it comes to this mitzvah. So avadim would be like women. But if you say, no, this is a special mitzvah, the rule of, there's nothing to do with mitzvah seishas mind grama. They're p'tor mitzvah seishas grama. There's a new chiyuv over here. Afhein oyi vosanes. Well, the avadim were not in the afhein oyi vosanes, and therefore avadim would be Potter from Mikra Megillah, and that's taka how we paskin.
Pardon? Children also were included
in the Nesh, but they're potter for a different reason, right? They're potter for a different reason. They're potter because they're not pardas. They're not chanami. They're not chayiv in any mitzvahs because they're.
But women
have a chiyuv in mitzvahs. They're just potter from certain mitzvahs because mitzvah says she has man groma. So the question is, what does afhein bayosanes do to that? Does that change the status, or is it a new thing? So if eat, but whatever you want to say, children don't have any mitzvahs at all. So afhein mosnes doesn't. Afhein mosnes is not a sport to include them. Right. I don't think so because the afhein mosnes can only be on somebody who's capable of doing a mitzvah. So you say they're potter in one case or chayiv in another case. But even if you say that doesn't take away the mitzvah seishas man grama, it's just simply a new real rule. It's a mitzvah that anybody who's included in the mitzvah has a chiyuv, but it's got to be a bar chiyuv to begin with. A bar das. Children are potter because they're not bar das. I don't think that would necessarily prove it one way or another. Hakol chayiv b'zimun. Let's say nashim avodim. Nashim avodim also make a mezumen. Women make a mezumen to themselves. They don't make a mezumen together with men. Again, not because of the kol or the kol gisha, simply because they don't have the same mitzvahs when they read it. Because they don't have the same rashi zel nachla senu. They weren't given the nachla. Rashi is also nashim avodim. Shein nashim omers bris. They don't have the bris. So they make it differently, but they're chayiv mezumen like a man. My son nashim avodim. The tiny nashim mezamnos la'atzman. Avodim mezamnon la'atzman. Hakol mitzarfim zimun. Everybody can include zimun la'suy by la'suy katnei de'el l'miyim vorchem. If he understands who vorchem, you can include him in the mezumen as well. Dom Rav Nachman yodei l'miyim vorchem mezamnol love. All right, we'll pick it up here tomorrow, but we're not finished yet because the Gemara is going to discuss other cases in Shas where we say Hakol, and what does that come to include? All right, we have a few minutes, so we'll do the Siyum now in Bechoros. We finished learning Gemara yesterday. Hanlach Meiser Behemoth, Slikim Sech Bechoros. Hanlach Meiser Behemoth, Slikim Sech Bechoros. Hanlach Meiser Behemoth, Slikim Sech Bechoros. We're still looking for an answer after all these years as to why whoever put together the Shas included the seam at the end of some Masechtos and he didn't on others. I don't think there's a lot of logic to it, but whatever it is, that's what we have, right? It doesn't have it at the end of this one, but it's good that we have the Erechin at the end of Erechin. It does include it, so we just have to change the word. Hadlach Masechtos Bechoros. The Hadrach Alan, Daitan Alan Mesachus Bechoros, the Daitach Alan, Lan Sashman Mesachus Bechoros, Lan Sashman Lab Almad Ein Lamad Alsi. Hadlach Mesachus Bechoros, the Hadrach Alan, Daitan Alach Mesachus Erechen, Mesachus Bechoros, the Daitach Alan, Lan Sashman Mesachus Bechoros, Lan Sashman Lab Almad Ein Lamad Alsi. I wonder if does he ever have done Bechoros in there? So he changed it, our buddy Art. Hadran Alach Mesachus Bechoros, the Hadrach Alan, Daitan Alach. For those who weren't here at the last Siyum, we said the vort from the Ger, I think the Ger Rebbe said this. Why do we have to emphasize unrotzen behem? What do we talk about? What they do? We have to make ourselves bigger by what they do. They run to this place. They run to the Ver Shachas there. Why do we have to talk about them? Let's talk about ourselves. We have to mention them. But he is halavai. We should run to Torah with the same hitla havut that they run to those things, right? Yosam v'nachad noy lahay k'shem shazatan l'sayim mesechtas b'choras kain t'chazrein l'haschum mesechtas svar mechayim l'sayim lum malam lishmu s'kayim 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 b'yavo uskus kol tonam amram matam l'cham yamar li uzari shalot tomish hatonam epi umipi zari v'zer zari ad olim v'tzkayim bi v'salach atan chosach v'shach v'yitish mo'alach v'ksasi v'sichecha ki v'yir b'yir mecha v'yisil chosh n'schayim v'chum v'mimin v'smol ha'ashev chavar v'noriz v'yitan v'rachnum shalom.
Four on. I don't know why those two didn't go on. First. There's no heat for today already. Wait for Shabbos. I went to Tzfas for Shabbos, I know. But I'm not sure if that's why. Kurt asked me on Friday morning, because Kurt says he's going to break this, so I said, I know you're supposed to go to Tzfas, he said, but his car is there. So I guess it's right. He really needs to take some pills. I tell you, sometimes it's like, you know.
Don't have about a minute.
What? So, you know, I think you just need something to get them riled up at the time, you know? Yeah, yeah. And what about embarrassing somebody? It's like, oh, how about going over some private schools and talking to them? No, not screaming.